Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Score.
Welcome along to the League podcast in association with the72.co.uk. We're here every week previewing League One and League Two, plus the Championship as well. And you can download them from the same place. Go to the72.co.uk and you can just listen to them on the playlist there. You can get them at audioboo.fm, at williamhill.com/podcast, and you can subscribe to them on iTunes. Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk is with us on the line to have a look at three featured League One matches. You well, Sam?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you, Lee. Oh, we were close, weren't we, on the Monday night when we did the midweek previews.
Not kidding.
Class.
Yeah.
I can't remember which result it was, but I think only one result.
Cambridge, was it? It was a Cambridge game, I think, that chinned you, wasn't it? You went Cambridge to beat Exeter, and Exeter...
that was a real... But, I mean, quickly, that was a real surprise, actually.
Well, they went... do you know what? I was watching, and I wasn't watching the game, but I was watching the results come in, and they scored after about, like, 10 minutes, Cambridge. I thought, this is romping home. And then Exeter scored two.
Very surprised. Yeah. So fair play, Paul Tisdale.
Did we say, though, a little bit of betting advice, though? You know, I know everyone wants the treble to land, but a little bit of betting advice. Be a little bit of a weakling and go for the Trixie. The Trixie is three doubles and the treble. So if two of the doubles land, you generally get your stake back, as long as the prices are reasonable, which yours were fine. You know, one of those doubles would get you at least your stake back. It's like a little bit of security. Obviously,
this is that insurance.
If it all lands, you don't get paid out as much as the treble. That's the kicker. You know, bookies don't give anything away, but you know, you still have a winner on your hands, and you can still crow about it to your mates. So. Three matches in League One. They are Swindon taking on Sheffield United, Port Vale versus Barnsley, and Doncaster Rovers versus Chesterfield. So a real South Yorkshire spin on this week's League One podcast. So we'll start with Swindon versus Sheffield, first of all. Swindon are priced up at 13-10. The draw is 11-5, and Sheffield United are 11-5 as well. So the traders are not quite making their minds up on this one. Swindon are 7th, and Sheffield United are 6th, 1 point between them, and 2 goals between them in goal difference. Sheffield had a really good start to the season, and obviously lost 2 games off the spin, don't they? Bristol City and Coventry, and since then they're unbeaten in Cup and League. Beat West Ham, of course, on penalties in the League Cup. Bit of a mixed bag for Swindon of late, hasn't it? They kind of win one, draw one, lose one, win one, draw one. How do you see this game going, Sam? Swindon, Sheffield.
Yeah, well, like the traders, I mean, it's difficult to make your mind up on this one because you've got two teams here, particularly Swindon, who have had an indifferent start, and Sheffield United, after a slightly slow start to the season, has begun to turn it around a little bit, as we all expected, with the squad that they've got and the stability of a manager like Nigel Clough now as well. So. I mean, it's an interesting one. Swindon, I mean, they're going okay under Mark Cooper, but it's very much a case of the defending that cost them against Oldham in the week. 2 goals, one of which was from a set piece. And if you watch the highlights, you'll realise that it was poor defending. And that's, I think, what's letting them down at the moment. I think they'll be pushing for the playoffs this season. It might be a little bit out of their reach, if I'm being completely honest. I think mid-table looks like a more sort of likely outcome. But it's one of those where it's a tough place to go and play it. And Sheffield United have got another tricky away game. They've had quite a few already this season. And, well, the one that you'd have expected them to be quite comfortable in terms of their away matches, the match at Colchester, they made hard work of it, didn't they? They were 2-0 down. And, I mean, they ended up turning it around and scoring 3 goals in 6 minutes to win 3-2. Cracking game. And those are the sorts of results that Nigel Clough will be hoping to take them up. It's an interesting one, actually, because with Sheffield United, in the last 8 matches that they've won, they've won it all by 1 goal. And seven of the last eight matches that they've won have been 1-0 or 2-1. So they're by no means thrashing sides, but Nigel Clough is a... what's the word I'm looking for? A strict coach, if you and he'll be happy to take those sort of those 1-0 or 2-1s. He's not perhaps the most sort of free flowing of football managers, if you like, and you know, represented in his side's results. So I think it's going to be another tight affair. If you're asking me who I think is going to win, I do fancy Sheffield United to get another win under their belts. But again, I think it's going to be tight. And I think, I mean, in this one, I think it's worth looking at another result by, you know, by one goal or so. So you're 1-0 at 8-1, or you're 2-1. More so, 11-1, I think, is a good price. The majority of their, as I said, the majority of their wins have been 1-0 or 2-1. They're always tight fixtures when Sheffield are playing, and I think the 11-1 certainly for the 2-1 win is a good price there.
Yeah, looks nice. That's where my nap comes, but I'll reveal more about that a little later on, because I know you'll all be like agog waiting for that one with my fantastic record so far. Port Vale versus Barnsley next. 6-4 Vale, 11-5 the draw, and 9-5 the price for Barnsley. Well, Port Vale obviously having a wretched season so far, and parted company with their manager this week. They're second bottom with 5 points from their 8 games and minus 7 goal difference, and they've now lost 6 games on the spin, conceding 3 against Bristol City. They've conceded 3 against Peterborough, 3 against Cardiff in the League Cup, and 2 against Crewe, which is terrible, Chesterfield, and Notts County as well. So leaking goals and losing games, never a good mixture. Barnsley 15th with 9 points on the board. Drawn the last 3 away games, so in decent nick away from home, Sam. Can they turn a point into 3 at Port Vale, do you think?
I think they've certainly got a very good chance of doing so. It's always a tricky one when a team departs with their manager, because you never know what quite to expect. Sometimes it can have that galvanising effect, and the players can spring into life and snatch it. Sometimes at a 3-4-0 victory, you never know, and that sometimes can be down to, you know, the previous manager, or you've got a team that, you know, you look at it and you say, well, this is a team that have lost their last 6. They now are without a manager as well, so they're actually in turmoil. So, tricky one to actually try and predict who's going to win. But like you say, Barnsley are a strong side in this division, and most importantly, they've got goals in them. I mean, the likes of Sam Winnell up front is, you know, very astute signing, certainly for League One. They've got Leroy Leacher as well, Dale Jennings too. So, good players for that division, and a side that will be challenging for the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. 5-0 down to MK Dons, and then scored 3 without reply. So they have got goals in them, we know that, but, you know, are prone to conceding as well. I think we're going to see a few more Barnsley goals, if I'm being honest. Port Vale have conceded 15 in their last 6 games. Which, you know, tells a story in itself, and 4 of their last 5 matches have actually been both teams to score as well. So they're scoring a couple as well. The likes of Tom Pope up front, but, you know, the problem for Mickey Adams was who to play up front with him. I mentioned that in last week's podcast, and that's still a major issue for him, because he needs someone next to him to sort of assist him with those goals, and it's getting the right man up front, and of course the defending at the back. It's not been a consistent team, this Port Vale side, so whichever manager comes in is going to have to put some consistency into the starting 11, that's for sure, and that's what the fans want to see. And I mean, looking at this, for me, what stands out as a good price is a player, Conor Hourihan, who was player of the month for League One last month, lit up the division so far. He scored 5 goals already this season. He scored 4 in the last 5, really in form, but he's actually the 6th favourite in terms of Barnsley players. He's the 6th favourite to score first, which, considering he's one of their top scorers already this season, is quite an interesting one. He's 7-2 to score any time. I think that's an excellent price considering his recent record. So 7-2 for Conor Hourihan to score any time, I think is a brilliant price in that one. Could I predict who's going to win? I'm leaning towards Barnsley, but like I say, with the whole managerial change and stuff like that, it's always a tricky one. So whilst I can't exactly predict who's going to win, I do think that Conor Hourihan is a likely score, and I do think that Barnsley have got more goals in them in this one.
Very good, yeah. tend to agree with you on that one. Now, Doncaster Rovers have got a home match against Chesterfield this weekend. Doncaster Rovers are 18th in the division with 8 points from their seven games. Chesterfield flying high and looking for back-to-back promotions. They're third in League One with 14 points from their seven games. 9-5 Doncaster, 21-10 the draw, and 13-8 the price for Chesterfield, who've got a man in a rich vein of form at the minute. The Irishman Owen Doyle has already scored 10 goals in seven games, including back-to-back hat-tricks against Preston and against Scunthorpe United. In fact, he's scored seven goals in his last three games, which is a fine record. On the Championship podcast, Pete Farris, who commentates on Chesterfield week in, week out, said he's going to have a quid on a third successive hat-trick. I still think it's 25-1 in the match, to be fair. But they are scoring plenty of goals, aren't they, at the minute, Chesterfield? And Donny, you know... Well, but a mixed bag, and the home form's a worry for Doncaster, isn't it? You know, from the start of the season, they get to pick up a win.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about Doncaster in the sense that this is definitely a team, as another one that should definitely be challenging for the playoffs in League One. They're one of those sides that tends to enjoy playing in League One. You know, a bit of a yo-yo in terms of where they are between League One and the Championship, but certainly in this division, they normally have quite a good time, and not so much this season. They're 20th in the table if you actually look at the form guide in terms of the last four matches, which isn't great. Haven't scored in the last three matches as well, and that's, I think that is the problem for them. That defensively, they're not bad. I mean, they lost 3-0 to Bristol City, but that's an excellent Bristol City side. But it's just up front. I mean, Theo Robinson, who's sort of a regular starter for them, I mean, he only scored five goals for them last season, and he played the majority of matches. And then you've got Nathan Tyson, who scored something like one goal in the last 2 years or something like that. Okay, he's not played for injury reasons a lot in the past few years, but still, there's no consistency there in terms of goal scoring. You know, and you compare that to Chesterfield, who are now in Doyle, who've got a brilliant player there who's possibly the most informed player in the whole country. So, I think Doncaster could really do with a bit of what Chesterfield have got, which is goals up front. And you know, when they do that, Paul Dickoff is a decent young manager, and I'm sure they'll be okay, but it's just a case of getting some goals in there and quickly, because they're not going anywhere fast. But meanwhile, Chesterfield, they've surprised me a little bit, if I'm honest. I mean, the managers, Paul Cook is very much this sort of manager which... He'll say, look, as long as we give it a go, I'm happy. He takes that mentality into a lot of the matches that they play. And, you know, when they got promoted last season, I thought that he would sort of take that mentality with them and give it a sort of, well, we'll give it a go and see where we end up, which sometimes can have a bit of an adverse effect. And you can actually sort of feel like you're playing out of your depth. But in this case, Chesterfield have been a surprise in a good way. And, you know, why couldn't we not see them do a Rotherham, you know, and get promoted straight away again? Because they've got that good a side. They've just signed Sam Kukas as well from Mansfield, the main rivals, of course, which is a brilliant signing as well. So they've got a good, strong squad. They've got goals in the team as well. And I fancy them, actually. I mean, it was to go away to Preston and pick up a 3-3 result after you were 3-0 down is... really is. I mean, that's basically like a win for the manager, that, for the fans as well. So I think Chesterfield at 13-8 is a price to look at, because I think with the goals that they're scoring at the moment, with the form of Owen Doyle, they've got other players playing really well as well. You know, I fear for Doncaster, so I do fancy a Chesterfield win there, Lee.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah, it looks with all those goals on the side as well. I think your nap comes in League One this week, Sam. The standings, by the way, they don't make pretty reading for me. But Pete, we all lost last week. Pete's gone down to £27.42. I'm on minus 50. And Sam's on minus 19. Goes without saying that. Well, I need a win. I desperately need a winning nap. But I'll let you tell us yours first, Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with Conor Hourihan to score any time. I just can't look past that 7-2 price. I think it's a brilliant price. And, I think it's actually one of the standout prices in the whole of the Football League fixtures on William Hill, actually. So 7-2, Conor Hourihan, I fancy goals in the Barnsley match, and I think if they do score goals, he'll be one of those to get on the score sheet.
Very good. I'm going for Swindon Town versus Sheffield United to be both teams to score. I had quite a lot of success with these bets once the season got up and running last season, so I'm kind of reverting back to type, going to back to basics, if you like. It's not the biggest price in the world, but I need a winner. Simple. It's 19-20 for these two teams to score. In the home fixtures, 75% of Swindon's home games have featured both teams scoring. The same stat for Sheffield United away from home, 75% of games have featured both teams scoring. Obviously, they're next to each other in the table. Will be a pretty close game, I think, and I expect both to score. So odds on, but look, I'll take it. I don't really care at this juncture. Sam, good luck with yours.
Fingers crossed. Yep. And good luck to you as well, because you certainly need it.
Thanks. Pete, by the way, he's gone for Charlton draw no bet in the Championship. You can download the Championship podcast at the same place as this one. It's available on a playlist on the 72.co.uk, which, by the way, at the minute is adorned with a magnificent picture of Felix Magath. He'll be missed. Felix Magath, not by Fulham fans, but he did bring a certain bit of style to proceedings. I love those glasses, Sam.
Yeah, well, fantastic. I think Magath sacking is in the Championship. It means that there's been five managerial changes in the opening 6 weeks.
Crazy, isn't it?
I mean, which is in the Championship, which is an unbelievable stat. Really, it's getting to the point of a laughing stock, really, all over. But there's nothing that we can do about it, really, because it's. The need for quick results is getting even bigger these days.
Yeah. Incidentally, there are markets on the William Hill specials page. So go to football and go to specials and you'll find markets on the next permanent Leeds manager, next permanent Cardiff manager and next permanent Fulham manager. So that's a nice one. There's a nice one here actually, Sam, that maybe we could have a chat about on the League 2 podcast. This is how many managers will leave their jobs in the Premier League, Championship, League 1 and League 2 all season long. This is so in the 2014-15 season, how many managers will leave their positions? Have a little guess, Sam, where the spread is set at. So with these bets, the prices aren't particularly big, but the traders will set the spread at a certain number if you're not used to this kind of thing in betting.
We're talking all over the 72, aren't we?
Yeah, this is all four leagues, though. Premier League, Championship, League One. Yeah, all four. Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two. Where are they set the... it's a tough question to ask you, but where do you think they've set the bar for this one? It's under blank under, 4 to I'll 6 go, and over blank 11 to 10. What are you going for?
I'll go with under 36.
Wow. 53.5.
Wow.
53.5.
And what's the price?
So it's 4 to 6 for under 53.5 and 11 to 10 for over 53.5.
What a brutal but brilliant market that is.
I mean, there must be some basis, but I haven't looked at that. I'm sure if you look, you'll find that last year's total was around that sort of mark. So, fascinating market. Not one that you'd necessarily play because it's a long time to wait until the end of the season for a 4 to 6 or an 11 to 10 shot to come in. But
it's an investment.
If you're confident. Sam, thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks, Lee.
That's Sam Ashu from the 72.co.uk. As I said, you can get the podcast there. You can also get it at audioboo.fm. It's on the William Hill website and you can subscribe to iTunes. And with that, you get all of our football podcasts. That's The Punt, which is a top flight podcast, the Championship, League One, League Two, and the FWA podcast, which is a podcast that talks to the football writers every single week, plus the European football podcast. So if you like your footy betting, then we've pretty much got every angle covered. If you're downloading this, thank you very much. If you're having a bet on any of the league action this weekend, then very best of luck.